Lightning Dan dive back to the sprint lane and just too good up the run. Congratulations, David. Here we go. We meet again and it's a double group one for you. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. You know, so far it's been a good night.
Absolutely. Just on Lightning Dan, what did you make of that performance tonight? Just when letting down there at the top of the straight when you got him back to the sprint lane, how did he feel from that point on? Did he take a while to pick up or did he just really go Wuchka?
Yeah, no, he's pretty good, mate. He was pretty quick. We left the plugs out of him tonight. Last week he proved a little bit, he didn't really want to do it too much last week. I think he's probably a horse that's going to come to in a little bit of time. Penny hasn't dropped 100% yet. As you've seen last week, he got caught outside the leader and he wasn't gone sort of thing. He was just happy to go through the motions. So we sparked him up a little bit tonight in the warm-up and sort of just got him up on his toes. And it was a perfect trip for him. He finished off well.
Was the plan always to take cover, David? Is that how you think, or the team think he's best driven? Or was it just a wait and see?
It probably was. There wasn't a lot, as I said before, off the front row that I really would like to have handed up to. So it was going to be one of the big guns, and Chris's horse. If I could, I was hoping Chris would be there before Kate, and that sort of, gave you the run of the race while they were cutting at each other in front. So I thought if we were probably to hand up to Beach Villa, that we probably couldn't beat him. Where the other horse, was going to cop a little bit of heat from Beach Villa, so it worked out. It worked out perfectly in the end, anyway.
How does it feel right now, David, to have just won a running double of Group 1s?
Yeah, it's quite good. I think it was probably, 15, 18 months ago where I'd only ever won one Group 1 ever, and it's been a big 12 months, and it's been another good night tonight. So I'm very grateful and appreciative to the owners for respecting me and putting me on these horses.
Just on that, Danny Zavitanos, obviously the owner of this horse, Lightning Dan, and another owner that puts so much into the industry as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as you know, I don't think Danny breeds a hell of a lot, but he puts a lot back into buying horses. So same sort of thing. You know, he deserves all the credit he can get. He's a great guy, very down to earth, and couldn't be more happy.
Congratulations, David. Back-to-back Group 1 wins, and the night's not over yet.
No, let's hope. So here we go. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. David Moran joining us there on Trot's Vision and the Sky Racing Active coverage after a terrific performance and a win that may have surprised a few, Nikita. Certainly, look, surprised me. Didn't shock me. I mean, this was probably your third pick.